Dvar Halacha in Chagos Haldodas, Wednesday night, or Liyut Ches Kislev, Tovshin Ayin Dalet. So, Chazal, Umasakein to light Neiros, as the mitzvah of Chanukah, Mitzvah Zadlokas Neiros, Pirsumei Nisa, and it was pretty obvious you're not going to light Neiros in the day, so the mitzvah is to do it at night. So what's called the night? When is the mitzvah? When did Chazal say the lechatchila time to do it is? So there's a three-way machlokes. One is, well, the Gemara says mishetishka hachama. So Rabbi Nutam says mishetishka hachama means seisa kochavim. And again, then you have to go to the different shittas of seisa kochavim. We know what Rabbi Nutam's shita in seisa kochavim is. Well, we think we know it. So that's Rabbeinu Tam says it means Seisa Kochavim, but the Gros says that it means Shkia. But then, again, you have a pitzul of what Shkia? Because you have Shkia Aleph, as it's called, the Gros Shkia, we'll call it, when the sun sets below the horizon. And then you have Tchilas, even if you go with the Gros, well, the Gros says that the Rashba understood the Gemara that way, that it means Tchilas Shkia, not Sof Shkia, which is Seisa Kochavim, Rabbeinu Tam. But Tchila Shkia, but then you have Shkia Rishona, and then you have Shkia Shnia. And maybe it means Tchila Shkia Shnia, which is the way it's mashed from the other Rishonim, that they agree with the concept of Shkia Rishona and Shkia Shnia, and they just say Tchila Shkia Shnia, as opposed to Sof Shkia, which is Seisa Kochavim. But the Gra holds Tchila Shkia and Tchila, what he calls Shkia, the sun going below the horizon. So that's the three shitas: Tchila Shkia Rishona, Tchila Shkia Shnia, or Tseisa Kochavim. Now, for some reason, I don't know exactly how it happened, but the Gedolim of the last door, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zatzal, and others, lit, I don't know, they lit like 15 minutes after Shkia, 20 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia, like a couple of minutes after Shkia. After what we call Shkia, sunset, the sun going below the horizon. And they claim they're doing the Gros Shita, but it's so light outside, how can you light the candle still? It's still mamish light. So you wait a couple minutes and you're not going to go over the Chatzis Shah. So you wait a little, and that's how the Chazon Ish explained. The stipler says that that's yes, the Chazon Ish, and that's what he said. It's still too light, so. But he's doing the grow basically, but it's still too light. Like, well, I'm not sure what the cheshbon is, what did the grow hold? And there's an Eretz Yisrael, there are many, many people who are, I don't know many, many, but there are a number of people who are makbid, taka, to light at Shkia, Tchila Shkia Rishona, that's the grow, and that's what they do. Others light by Tzeisa Kochavim, then there's an issue with Mayriv, and, but you should definitely, have a zman when you light. And you should keep to that zman, and you should take it seriously, and that's the lechatchila time of lighting. And tomorrow we'll see about, I don't know tomorrow, but in the next year we'll see about the dieved, like what do you do if you miss the zman. And then there's always issues, if you're not home, should you wait, should you miss the zman that you light, because you're waiting for, either your wife's waiting for you, or you're waiting for your wife, or you're waiting for this one, or for that one. Because we live very busy lives, and Chanukah always comes out at a relatively early Shkia, as they say. So these are all issues that come up. But definitely, you're supposed to lechatchila light at the Zman of Hadlaka, whenever that may be for you, so to speak. Okay, we are starting now Shar Avos Hashem, the last Shar in Cholos Halvavos, the summit, the peak. And he was start with Perek Rishon, which explains Mahu Inyan Avos Hashem. What is this? Where does it come from? What are you emoting? So he says a very fascinating, very, very, very fascinating idea in the first like 10 lines, 20 lines. He says, first, the basic definition is who close hanefesh, the desire of the nefesh, for his overrusa ba'atzma, it has an urge, it has a desire to bond and to be one and to be close with and to be dovek b'Hashem, el Hashem yisadav yisroel mam, kedei lihi dovek ba'oro hanale, you want to feel close to Hashem, you want to imitate Hashem, you want to emulate Hashem, you want to be one with Him, you want to be near Him, you want to always think about Him. And the way the Rambam really describes it in Hilchos Tshuva, the love that the Rambam describes there in Hilchos Tshuva, and he says that's what Shir HaShirim is really about, the Rambam says. For who? And then he says, like, where does it come from? He's talking about intrinsically, not how you develop it, how the person should develop it is in a later parak. But here he says Shenefesh Otzum Poshut Ruchni. The nefesh of a person is Ruchni, is a chelik alo kamimal. He doesn't use those words, but he says it's an Etzem Poshut Ruchni. It's a Ruchniistic spirit, a Ruchniistic reality. So it's like a magnet; it's drawn to ruchnius. Musoreres al hadomelo min hanimtzoam huruchnium. It wants to bond. It's like in the bria, like in chemistry, like it wants to go to like things. It wants to bond. It's drawn to its source, to what it's like. Umisracheches betiva mimashenoged also min agufim agasim, and it's not. It's repelled by chumrius. By Gashmius, it's repelled by it. It's the opposite. It's something that's it's misnagei to its metzius. Oh, so what's the problem? The chivin shekvolo haborius bolach b'guf hagas hazeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put it in jail. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put the neshama in jail. He put it in this guf hagas meruba hachashechus. K'day livchon also bo b'haniga also, because bechira is who's going to run the show. Who's the driver and who's the horse, so to speak? Who's driving whom? Is the guf going to drive the neshama, or is the neshama going to drive the guf? Nischayev linsor also. But now here's what Hashem did, because the neshama is the seichel. So here's what Hashem did. He says the guf has problems. The guf needs things. It has to eat. It has to have shelter. It can't get sick. So the guf has certain needs. Now who's going to supply those needs? The guf can't supply them. The guf has no seichel. So it's up to the neshama, the koach hasichli, and the person to take care of the guf. So there's a problem here, because now the neshama takes care of the guf, says the Chavis Halbavis. It has to take care of it. It's a chiyuv. Hashem ordered the neshama, the seichel, to take care of the guf. But then it takes care of it. You know what happens when you take care of somebody? You say, hey, this is pretty good. I like this. You know, you take care of someone, and then you have to do certain things in order to take care of it. So then you're drawn to those things that you're busy with in order to take care of the goof. Nischai v'linzer also, ulohavi lo es ha-toalios machmas ha-shituf ha-chaverus. You're bonded with the guf, and now it's the neshama's job to take care of the guf. So it has to make sure that the guf eats, and it has to make sure that the guf drinks, and it has to make sure that the guf has whatever gashmiyustika needs that it has. So the neshama, the seichel, slash seichel, is the one that is charged with taking care of the guf. Asher hotba b'neim b'tchilas ha-yitzira. V'chashem argisha ha-nefesh b'meshe yesh bo tekinus l'gufa. The kiyum legviyosa. So now the nefesh says, okay, we got to get food. We need food. I got to take care of the goof. We need food. But now all of a sudden the neshama is busy with food. Says the Chavis Halbavis. Mesoreres b'machshavta le'evro u'mishtokekas eilav mitoch she'ifa le'menucha mimadvei gufa u'pigehem. It doesn't want the goof to be sick. It's very, very faithful. Very faithful in its shlichus. So now it's busy a whole day with gashmiel sticker things. Just like, you know, you feel close to your doctor, because the doctor's telling you what to do, so there's a bond established between the patient and the doctor. So now there's the natural bond of the neshama is to Hashem. But there's an artificial bond, says the Chavis Halbavis, that's created because the neshama is charged with taking care of the guf. So that creates a bond and a closeness and a dveikus to the guf, because it's taking care of it. You fall in love with the doctor.
the doctor's taking care of you, and you hear that the doctor's falling in love with the patient. The Yusasik Betrochov. The Chashe Margisha, but then as the neshama, as the person matures, then the neshama says, this is not really, this is not me. This is artificial. I'm really, I want to, and then you're supposed to develop the koach, you're supposed to develop the natural desire of the neshama to be bond with Hashem, because that's its natural habitat, because that's its min. Hashem argisha hanefesh, as the person matures, the inyan asher Yosef zohar ba'atzmusa, that'll give it inner strength, because it's really, that's not me, the goof. I have to take care of it, but that's not really who I am or what I am. That's mekoach benafshi yususa misoreres. So then it wakes up and it starts to fight back, and that's as you mature, you're supposed to pump up. You're supposed to pump up the neshama to be able to have its to find itself, to find its true histokikus, which is with Hashem, not with the goof. The goof, you know, nebuch, so it has to take care of the goof. But it really, mitzoreh to learn its medicine of machshavosel b'shotu to borayonosel below techdal below histokik go belichsofelo. But then he develops a desire to get back, to come, go back home, to go back to Hashem. The Zui Tachlos Ava Torah, and that's the peak. That's what you're working on your whole life, is to tear the neshama away from the goof. It was forced into that partnership. It's like you're forced to live with people, say you're going to Golos, and you're forced to live with people, and you're forced to take care of them. And they're coarse people, and they have very coarse lives, and they have very coarse midos and their cherets, but you're living like that, and then you're busy with that a whole day, and you find yourself, and that's what you are. Then you wake up one day and you say, hey, you know, this is not me. I really want to be somewhere else. I want to be something else. I want to find out who I naturally am. So that's the abode of a person, to get the neshama back to where it really belongs.